Blog Talk Radio.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of a radio station, WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't tell me no other place, I don't know nothing. Talk about my home, just give me some Georgia, some Alabama, some Mississippi, some New York, and some California, Texas, and some North Carolina, and some South Carolina, and Virginia, some Illinois, and some West Virginia, some Dakota, South Dakota, North Dakota. See, I can't name all the different places now. If I leave anybody out, don't get mad, because I just, you know, just a cat trying to keep it going. Some Ohio, too, yeah. Some Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, I'm coming pretty good. Kentucky, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm getting it together, you know. Just give me a little time.
Hey, y'all. Say, y'all, this is Del Rye Smith Bay, a.k.a. El Rai Tawa. And you are tuned in live to another episode on our Talk Arms of America Network. Today's episode is Universal Indigenous Law, Part 1 of the 12-part series, okay? And tonight, we got a good show lined up. We're going to deal basically with, you know, universal laws from an indigenous perspective. As always, with everything on the show that I discuss, that we go over, you know, our dialogue is always from an indigenous perspective. So we always go back to the roots, and we're always on the right path, okay? Now I have here a couple of laws, universal laws, that I'm going to read from and break down. The first law is the law of divine oneness. The second law is the law of vibration. The third is the law of action. The fourth is the law. The fifth law is the law of cause and effect. Okay. The sixth law is the law of compensation. The seventh law is the law of attraction. The eighth law is the law of perpetual transmutation. The ninth law is the law of relativity. The 10th law is the law of polarity, is the law of rhythm. And the 12th law is the law of gender. Okay. Now, these laws, these universal laws, govern everything within our existence. You know, dealing with whether it be spiritual, you know what I'm saying, or physical. These universal laws govern all, okay? And now I'm going to go into these laws and break it down so we can have a, you know, a comprehension of exactly what these laws mean, okay? Now, the law of divine oneness. Basically, is everything is connected to everything. So what we think, say, do, believe will have a corresponding effect on others in the world around us. Okay? Law of vibration. This law essentially means everything in the universe moves, vibrates. You know, it travels in circular patterns. The same principles of vibration in the physical world, like I was saying, apply in the spiritual, and they also apply in our mental as well, you know, dealing with our thoughts, feelings, desires, you know what I'm saying, and wheels in the etheric world, okay? So each sound, thing, and even thought has its own vibrational frequency, unique unto itself. Then there's the law of correspondence. This is this universal law that states the principles or laws of physics that explain the physical world energy, vibration, and motion had the corresponding principles in the etheric or universe. You know what I'm saying? So that goes with that whole saying, as above, below, as within, so without. Next is the law of attraction. And it demonstrates how we create the things, events, and people that come into our lives through our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions produce energy, which in turn attract like energy. Okay? And negative energies attract negative energies. Positive energies attract positive energies. All right? So, again, just dealing with the universal laws, again, we have to understand, and comprehend that these laws, we got to internalize that they affect us on more than just one plane of existence. Again, it's the mental, the physical, the etherical, the spiritual, you know what I'm saying, and beyond, all right? The next law is the law of compensation. The universal law, this law deals with the law of cause and effect, okay? AKA cause and effect, also known as the law of compensation. And it applies to blessings and abundance that are provided for us. The visible effects of our deeds are given to us in gifts, money, friendships, and blessings. So again, you know, this whole, in the Bible it says, you reap what you sow. That is the law of cause and effect, or the law of compensation. And this compensation can be good or bad, depending on what your harvest brings, okay? Depending on what you sow. Then there's the law of relativity. Receive as series of problems, test of initiations, lessons for the purpose of strengthening the light within each of these tests and lessons to be a challenge and remain connected to our hearts when proceeding to solve the problems. Okay, so this law also teaches us to compare our problems to other problems into its proper perspective. No matter how bad we perceive our situation to be, there is always, always, always someone who is in a worse position. It's called relative. Again, this is the law of relativity, so you should apply this in real life. Right, then there's the law of polarity. And this law deals with, you know, everything is on a continuum as an opposite. Okay? We can suppress and transform undesirable thoughts by concentrating on the opposite pole. It is the law of mental vibration. And we can get a little deeper in that by saying, you know, there are two poles. Or opposites, you know, it's like saying there's, you know, there's two wings on a bird, okay? This law states that these opposites are simply different manifestations of the same thing. So you can look at something good and bad, it is all connected. There's something that caused that good is the same thing that caused the bad, okay? Again, it's all on the same pole. It's just two extremes or opposites. Napoleon Hill, author of the classic Think and Grow Rich, wrote, every adversity, every failure, and every heartache carries with it the seed of an equivalent or a greater benefit. Okay? So that's the whole duality. Everything is dual. Everything has poles. Everything has opposites. Unlike all the same. Opposites are physical in nature. See, that's a very good way of putting it. And this is from the Kabbalion. And it says, opposites are identical in nature but different in degree. Extremes meet. All truths are but half-truths. All paradoxes may be reconciled. Excuse me. And I really like that. I want to read that again and let that marinate. Everything has poles. Everything has its pair of opposites. Like and unlike are the same. Opposites are identical in nature, but different in degree. Extremes meet. All truths are but half truths. Okay? Because I want everybody to understand that, you know, for some people that, you know, that think they know it all, that no one knows it all. You know what I'm saying? Nobody knows it all. Everyone all has pieces to the puzzle, and if we can all come together, unless we unify as one organism, then and only then will we get the complete and full picture. And then we will truly know it all, because the all will be, because, you know, the all is one. Okay? Dealing with the law of polarity. Everything, polarity, how it stands, there's two opposite poles. It's really realize that negative and positive are just two extremes on the same end. It will be easier for you to shift from one end to the other. Again, let's go to the law of rhythm. And this law states that everything vibrates and moves to certain rhythms. These rhythms establish seasons, cycles, stages of development, and patterns. Each cycle reflects the regularity of God's universe. Masters know how to rise above negative parts of a cycle by never getting too excited or allowing negative things to penetrate their consciousness. And again, they're using negative, which is something, you know, I don't really use that word negative. Like I was saying, negative is associated, you know, with bad, and that's not the actual meaning of negative. Okay, positive and negative are just two ends on the same pole. All right, negative does not equate to bad. So that when reading articles and, you know, just using that in that way. And move on to the law of gender. And this law states that the law of gender, you know, it manifests in all things as masculine and feminine. Okay? And it is this law that governs that we know what we know as creation. And the law of gender manifests in the animal kingdom as sex. This law decrees everything in nature is both male and female. Both are required for life to exist. So, again, I don't want y'all to get the idea that when we're saying masculine and feminine, that we're talking about man and woman, okay? Because a woman can have masculine energy and a man can have feminine energy. So let's make sure we have a distinction between masculine and feminine in man and woman. All right. And got about 3 minutes remaining in the show. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. The line is open. The number to call in for a guest is 713-955-0439. Again, the number for guests to call in is 713-955-0439.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started at 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't let me know.
All All righty. Seeing as we have no callers at this time, I'm going to go ahead and bring the show to an end. As always, I'd like to thank my listeners and, you know, the audience, you know, for just tuning in on this Monday night and hearing what a brother has to say dealing with indigenous universal law and how it applies to us as a people. You know, this is just a slight introduction in part two of universal indigenous law. We're going to go a little deeper and, you know, just describing how these universal laws can be applied in your everyday life and how they can help you become better and help you and others around you become better individuals and better beings. And with that being said, as always, thank you again. This is El Ratawa, creator of our Talk Times of America on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, as well as Google Plus. And I'd like to end by saying your identity is your most valuable possession, because without it, you are no one. Yakoke. Thank you.
You know, in Augusta, Georgia, I used to shine shoes on the steps of radio station WRDW. I think we started 3 cents, and we went to 5 and 6. Never did get to a dime. But today, I own that radio station. You know what that is? That's Black Power. Right here.
Don't send me no other place, I don't know nothing.